Old School 100.3, Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson on this Soulful Sunday. Joining us is very accomplished musician, composer, producer, a New Yorker, a fellow New Yorker, I might add. And we welcome to Soulful Sunday, James D. Train Williams. Hi, James.
Hey, how you doing?
Very, very well. Honored to have you with us.
Okay, Thank you so much.
We go back. What part of New York are you from?
Well, I'm from Brooklyn, New York, over there in Crown Heights on Franklin Avenue and Prospect and Park. Yeah.
And when did you discover music?
Well, I discovered music in my early years. I've been singing since I was six at Washington Temple Church of God in Christ, and grew up with Ronnie Dyson as my choir director and Al Sharpton as my junior church minister.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And your first recording that was released to the world?
My first recording was at 15 years old, with the Reverend Timothy Wright Concert Choir, sang a song called The Victory is in the Praise.
Wow.
For a gospel recording that was with him at the time. And, you know, that was my first professional recording. And then after that, it was You're the One for Me with Hubert Eaves, and I was 19 years old.
And I was going to say, because you're best known for... I guess, would you say dance, post-disco, R&B, funk?
Oh, yeah, dance, R&B. You know, it was really strange where it fell, because it was like, you know, back in the day, you had Paradise Garage. You had, here in New York City, you had the Paradise Garage. You had Bonds International, the Silver Shadow, so and Bentley's.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the clubs that welcomed my songs, Larry Levant was the DJ responsible for breaking my music in the New York area, and Frankie Crocker on the radio.
WBLS.
107.5. Yeah.
Were you surprised at the reception that you received with your music? And you said you were 19 when Keep On came out?
Yeah, I was, because, you know, as a 19-year-old, hearing your voice on the radio, you're going, wow, you know. You know, I was used to radio broadcast because growing up in the church over there in Brooklyn, you heard yourself every Sunday night with Washington Temple. You know, if you made it home in time enough, you heard yourself on the radio broadcast. But but afterwards, you know, hearing your songs on the radio and the music played by DJs over and over again was really surprising, and it was really welcoming, and it was hard to describe, because, you know, if they played the B side, you're like, where's my vocals? You go, didn't they like me?
But you went on to collaborate, in addition to Hubert Eaves, with a lot of other people, and you branched out to different genres. Share with our audience some of the artists that you've worked with.
Well, some of the artists that I've worked with, Judy Collins, Luther Vandross, Michael Jackson, Cher, Elton John on the Aida Project, you know, and I've done films like The Perfect Stranger with Halle Berry and Bruce Willis, Keeping the Faith with Ben Stiller and Ed Norton, and A Walk in the Park with Richard Gere and Winona Ryder. So, I've been around, you know, Kirk Whalum. I wrote the song Something on the Inside for John P. Key and Vanessa Bell Armstrong, which won, which was nominated for a Grammy Award.
So you returned to your gospel roots.
Yeah, and so, you know, going around full circle, writing and producing for a lot of different people. I wrote for George Duke, his album Into the Night, Patty Austin, Carry On's album. I wrote a song for her album called I'll Be Waiting for You. And Carl and what was his name? No, oh God, not Carl Anderson.
Oh, I love Carl.
Yeah, Carl Anderson.
Carl Anderson
wrote a song called "Children of a Lesser God."
I remember that.
Before he passed.
I did not know that you wrote that. Carl was
a
very good
friend.
Yeah, I wrote
that song for him just before he passed, and you know, it was really strange because I was emailing him and I didn't know that he had passed, and his wife wrote me back and told me what had happened.
Kathleen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, You're the One for Me. That also was a big career changer and a huge hit for you.
Well, you know what? You're the One for Me was our number one hit, and it was re-recorded in 1985 by Paul Hardcastle over in London, which took it back to the top of the charts over in England, which really broadened the horizons in my European following. You know, with You're the One for Me, we only had like a big American following. And when Paul Hardcastle cut it again in 1985, it took us back to the top of the charts, and I had done Top of the Pops, which was the equivalent of Soul Train in America.
Right.
And so we went back and we did Top of the Pops for the third time, and wound up doing Soul Train in UK, which was hosted by Jeffrey Daniels of Shalimar.
Yes.
In 1985. So we went back over there, and it was a lot of fun. And, you know, music has a way of reaching different people in different genres. And 30 years later, thank God, 19-year-olds in London and 15-year-olds, even 10-year-olds, come to my concerts, and it's really interesting.
Wow. What, speaking of concerts, are you touring still to this day? What are you up to now? Are you working on a new project?
Well, you know what? Right now, I've just finished a work. You know, I've been kind of doing the undercover thing. I think they call me the undercover brother. But
okay.
I've been doing like a lot of background work behind a lot of different people. I recently completed a project with Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, okay.
Love him.
Finishing his new album, going on tour with him at the end of the year.
Nice.
You know, that's pretty much it. Lenny Kravitz was the latest project, which was interesting because his is pretty much rock soul. And, Lenny is a great guy, wonderful person.
Just saw him in the Lee Daniels upcoming film, The Butler. I saw a director's cut of it, and he did really well.
And he was also in the movie,
Precious.
Games, something Games.
Oh, something else. I know, Derek, the with the bow and the arrow.
Right.
What is it?
Right.
Patriot Games?
Not Patriot Games. I can't think of it. I know what you're talking about, though, James. I know. I just can't. Yeah, he was in that in the Games movie.
But
right.
He was her matriarch, and he dressed her up, and they're doing a part two.
Yes,
so
they are.
Getting ready for that.
Absolutely.
And as you know, as a musician, it's wonderful to work with a lot of great musicians. Prince, and I was really shocked at this. He called me up and asked me for my blessing. When George Lopez here in the States, in California, was on his last show, Prince called me up and asked me for his blessing. I was like, for what? And he was like, well, I'm doing your song tonight. I was like, okay, do it. So he did it on the George Lopez show, and it was the last George Lopez episode in California. He performed my song, You're the One for Me.
Yeah.
For 21 nights at the L.A. Forum.
Yes.
And he not only did it on the show but with Sheila E., but he performed it for 21 nights as part of the show at the L.A. Forum. So I was real proud of that because, you know, that's like Michael Jackson performing and stuff. And, you know, it was real cool. And it was like, yo, you know, why did you do D-Train stuff? He's like, he's just one of them cats, man, that, you know, as much as he's done, I just never felt that he was just giving his justice. So it was cool.
Well, if people want to keep up with you, James, on social media, are you on Twitter and Facebook? And
I am on Facebook. You can go to the official JamesDTrainWilliams.com on Facebook.com and keep up with me. Recently, I've been working with, you know, not only Prince and so many different artists. I have been, I guess, opening up myself because I've been going through, you know, a terrible divorce in the past 4 years. So it's been interesting. And, you know, life changes.
You know, are you
life
still
changes and you keep moving.
Are you still a romantic optimist?
I am a romantic optimist. Yes, I am.
I'm glad
so
to hear that.
Being single for the first time in 30 years is interesting.
Whoa.
I've been married since I was like 21. So
yeah.
At 51, it's like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, we can have, I can give you some tips. I can give you an off microphone consultation on being single as a grown person. I'd be very happy to console you and give you some information that will be of aid to you.
Well,
James D. Train Williams.
You know what? And to tell you, it was the Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games. There you go.
The
very
Hunger
good.
Hunger Games with Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
And I don't remember who the young lady that was starring in the movie, but I just knew Lenny.
Yeah, yeah. She won. She was nominated for. No, she won an Oscar for Silver Playbook Linings with Bradley
Cooper.
Yeah, they're
doing the Hunger Games too. So
yeah, they're doing right.
They're working on a new one.
Right. Well, you've got a lot going on. If people want to keep up with you, they can find you on Facebook. You are on social media. Derek and I want to thank you for joining us on Old School 100.3. We are playing your music. We're celebrating your career. And we thank you so much for your contribution to global culture. James D. Train Williams on Soulful Sunday. James, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here, and I just want to say thank you, sweetheart.
No, admire your music, and you've had like an eclectic and beautiful career, and I love that. I think that it's should be comforting to artists to know that you can do multiple genres, work with all types of musicians, and look, everybody from Prince to, you know, Lenny Kravitz are seeking you out because of your talent. And, oh, I know I have to ask you, because we're featuring M2ME's music today. Any message for M2ME?
Yes, absolutely. I would like to say to my big brother in the music industry who has taught me so much about the music industry, keep keeping on. You got to keep keeping on. M2ME, I love you. And do your thing, brother, forever and ever.
Nice. And James, can I get your email? Because we want to also send you the interview.
Sure. J as in James, U as in under, N as in Nancy, G as in Gary, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, I as in Ingrid, N as in Nancy, C as in Carol, I as in Ingrid, N as in Nancy, C as in Carol. JunctionInc@yahoo.com.
Oh, wait, this is a good one. Junction
Inc.
Inc.
At... It was given to me by my instructor who taught me Taekwondo for 8 years.
Okay, so it's Jung's.
Junction Inc.
Inc. Inc. At Junction Inc. At
yahoo.com.
Woo, okay, that's a good one for you. Yeah, so I'm going to spell it again. I want to make sure I have it correct, James. JunctionInc at JunctionInc at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, after you get to the C, at yahoo.com.
So JunctionInc at yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and James, give me a number for you as well, please.
Sure, our telephone number?
Uh-huh.
Sure, 347-252-7420.
Wonderful. Derek and I are going to do a little editing, and we will send this to you before the day is out. And we thank you for joining us. We're going to air it probably a little later on this afternoon.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
It's our honor to have you. Thank you, James.
All right, baby.
All right. Take care. Peace.
Bye-bye.